Now on to those tornadoes. Watch this time-lapse look at one funnel cloud slam into downtown Raleigh. Wow. It's one of the many reasons for the state of emergency in effect right now in North Carolina. Statewide, more than 20 people were killed, nearly half of them in one small community. Taking a look at stories making cross-country, a small Tennessee community is offering $25,000 for the tip that leads police to a 20-year-old nursing student. Authorities believe someone kidnapped Holly Bobo from her home last week. Her brother says he saw a man wearing camouflage leading her into the woods. Church members in the area had a special service yesterday and prayed for Bobo's safe return. A church in Birney County, North Carolina was forced to hold services outside on Sunday. This is the community that tornadoes devastated over the weekend. 11 were killed. And former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan is weighing in on the budget debate. He says the Bush-era tax cuts should be allowed to expire. Match.com says it will begin screening users against the National Sex Offender Database. This comes after a California woman identified as Jane Doe filed a lawsuit against the company saying she'd been raped by someone she met on the site. Near Long Island in New York, divers are back in the water today searching for more bodies as the investigation into possible serial killings continues. So far, investigators have found the remains of at least 8 women nearby. 4 have been identified. In Idaho, rescue workers are digging through rocky soil trying to reach a miner trapped about a mile underground. There's been ongoing communication with the trapped miner caught underground in the inappropriately named Lucky Friday Mine. We're following new developments this morning in the battle for Libya. Muammar Gaddafi's troops have intensified their shelling of Misrata as they try to recapture the rebel city. An opposition source tells CNN that at least 21 people were killed just yesterday, and the bullets and mortars make no concession for age. The humanitarian group UNICEF says dozens of children have died there.
This is a densely populated area. There are very large numbers of children. While the heavy shelling, the mortars, the sniper fire, whilst any form of conflict continues in Misrata, children are going to continue to die. It's overused to say it's unacceptable, but we've reiterated the calls made by the United Nations Secretary General to all parties for the immediate establishment of a ceasefire. There really is a necessity now for this siege to stop.
Well, let's get more on this. Fred Plykin is in Tripoli. He joins us now by phone. Fred, we've also heard that children are being targeted by government forces. Have you heard that?
Well, there's been some reports that have been going on. It seems to us more as though children are actually caught up between the front lines, especially, of course, in the town of Zrat. And I can tell you, from the time that I was there, there were a lot of children who had been hit as well, who were in compounds that have been hit by mortars, who had shrapnel wounds to them. It's not clear whether or not these are targeted sort of attacks, but it is, of course, the case that, yes, there are many children who are caught between the front lines, and it's very difficult to get any sort of medical attention to them, especially in places like Misrata, where it's almost impossible to evacuate anyone after they've been injured. Because as we've been saying, Misrata is still under attack, is under heavy artillery fire, and a lot of the ships that have been trying to get people out of this place are not actually able to dock in Misrata because there's so much shelling going on in the port area that it's impossible for them to come in, Carol.
We also hear that there are terrible sandstorms, and NATO is patrolling the skies right now, and the rebel forces are pretty angry about that.
Well, it seems as though NATO is still patrolling the skies, but they're not conducting airstrikes. It's hard to ascertain whether or not that's due to sandstorms. That's certainly what the rebels have been saying. They say that NATO told them that because of the airstrikes, they weren't able to target accurately. They were afraid that there could be civilian casualties. That's not been confirmed by NATO just yet, so it's very hard to ascertain. But yes, there have been sandstorms going on, especially in the Ajdabiya area, not so much in the Misrata area, simply because that's such an urban area. There haven't been too many sandstorms going on there. There, the big problem is that the Gaddafi forces are obviously deeply entrenched in urban areas. It's a very, very dense urban area. The Gaddafi forces have their tanks and other heavy weapons hidden under trees, hidden in urban areas, and, of course, they're also using civilian casualties. So the main issue that NATO has is that they don't want to hit any civilians because, obviously, that would be a huge blow to the coalition that is trying to conduct these operations. So they're taking it safe, and obviously that is leading to a lot of criticism from the rebels who have told us they feel NATO needs to take more risks and bomb more targets, especially in Misrata, Carol.
Fred Plykin, reporting live from Tripoli. Thank you.